KVGC News Time is now 7 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news. It's a Tuesday, the 19th day of June for 2018. Well, the Calaveras County Water District will conduct a workshop this afternoon to discuss and finalize the preliminary budget. The budget is scheduled for adoption on June 27th. The district is required to have a budget in place before the end of the fiscal year, which is June 30th. Staff was able to draft a preliminary budget once the rate increases were in place. However, that draft showed a $446,000 shortfall. The proposed preliminary budget, which has been in the works since last February, projects approximately $19 million in total operating expenditures, which shows a 3% increase from last year's budget. Within those operating expenses, capital outlay, services and supplies may decrease in funding 10 and 6% respectively, while debt service, salaries, and benefits may increase by 19 and 5% respectively. The public is encouraged to attend today's budget workshop. Again, that's 1 o'clock at the CCWD office in San Andreas.
And a major portion of Dave Brubeck Road just west of Ione will be closed for 3 weeks to allow the replacement of an existing drainage culvert that crosses under the roadway. Now, the northerly closure will be placed near the intersection of Dave Brubeck and West Marlette Street, and the southerly closure will be placed at the intersection of Cook Road and Dave Brubeck. Now, the barriers will be arranged to allow continued access to Cook Road residents for the duration of the closure. There'll be detour message signs on Highway 104 and 88 to notify travelers of these temporary closures. Construction work on the culvert anticipated to begin Monday the 25th, scheduled for completion by Friday the 13th of July. Now, this section of road will be totally closed for the duration of the project. No access allowed into this section of Dave Brubeck during evenings and even weekends. Any questions or concerns regarding the closure should be directed to Robert Sleppy, California Department of Corrections and Rehab, at 916-255-1141.
And the CHP in Placerville has released the names and a bit more information on Friday's fatal accident that claimed the life of a 6-year-old Sutter Creek girl. According to the CHP, the driver of the vehicle was identified as 49-year-old Lonnie Jones of Sutter Creek. Jones was traveling an estimated 55 to 60 miles an hour on Latrobe Road when he inadvertently allowed the right side of the vehicle to leave the paved roadway, go onto the shoulder. Officers reported that Jones overcorrected in an attempt to regain control, but the vehicle traveled across the eastbound lane of Latrobe and off the south edge of the roadway. Both Jones and his passenger, 6-year-old Ariana Jones, also of Sutter Creek, were trapped inside the vehicle when it rolled over and had to be extricated by emergency crews. The child was life-flighted to UC Davis Medical Center, where she later died of her injuries. Both were wearing their seatbelts. CHP says neither drugs nor alcohol were a factor in the accident and that the accident is still under investigation.
And a Jackson man arrested over the weekend on a number of drug-related charges. According to the Amador Sheriff Department, late Saturday, a deputy was driving along North Main Street in Jackson when he spotted a parked car with the driver's door open and a man that appeared to be slumped over inside. The deputy stopped to see if the man was all right, saw an empty hypodermic needle and several needle caps on the car's floorboard. The deputy was able to wake the man, 30-year-old John Thomas Allen Eaton of Jackson, and could see a methamphetamine smoking pipe in his pocket. After speaking with Eaton, a search of his car turned up a digital scale, methamphetamine, heroin, loaded syringes, controlled prescription medications, cutting agents, and additional evidence of drug sales. Eaton was placed under arrest for possession of controlled substance for sale and possession of controlled substance paraphernalia. He was arrested without incident.
And attention, all small businesses, organizations, insurance and finance companies, medical offices, hospital staffs, all county offices, and several other businesses throughout the area. You can take a private guided tour of the Kennedy Mine Model and the Amador County Museum. Gather your employees or volunteer crew for a tour on weekdays, Monday through Thursday. You name the day and the time between 9 and 5, and it's a deal. Your tour guide will be Georgia Fox. You can call Georgia and set up a time to tour the museum and mine model by calling 267-0774. Make a reservation today. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, be sure to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.